Hey, I want to welcome everyone back here to the Psychedelic Spotlight podcast. I'm David Flores, CEO of Global Track Solutions, and I'm excited today because we get to feature a company that is new here to the Psychedelic Spotlight podcast. The company is Mind Cure Health. You can find them on the Canadian Securities Exchange under the ticker symbol MCUR. And today I have the very distinct pleasure of being joined by the company's president and CEO, Kelsey Ramsden. Kelsey, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, fab. Thanks for having me, David. It's great.
Yeah, I'm very excited to have you on here. So I guess just to open things up, I'll, you know, open the platform here to you, give you an opportunity to share a little bit about the company, what's currently going on, you know, any news and anything that maybe you want to share to people who are coming across the company here for the very first time and help us sort of get an understanding of what specifically Mind Cure Health is involved in here in the emerging sector of medicinal psychedelics.
Great. So Mind Cure, you know, we really look at ourselves as a life science company with a focus on novel molecules and digital therapeutics. So what that means, you know, depending on who's listening, for some folks that makes a lot of sense already. For other folks, like, what does that mean? It means that our focus is on research. So what is it that we're building in a way where we can advance the medicines and create some IP around those novel molecules? The second piece of that around digital therapeutics is this idea of the traditional research model or clinical research model. Like, so let's say you had a 90-day research plan on a molecule, let's say psilocybin. And out of that, you may have the patient in for, say, nine sessions, where predominantly you're capturing unstructured data. So you and me chatting. Yeah. What we're looking at is how can we give deeper and richer insights? So how can we actually capture all 90 days of data biometrically, also taking this unstructured data, making it structured? And additionally, through some partnerships that we're developing, how can we cross-platform access, so get data from other sources in a way that we can take David and optimize David's mental health? So David v. David, not David v. everybody else in the universe. What is it about David that can make your integration post-medicine be the most impactful? And additionally, this idea of, you know, in part the same way that you're doing this, you guys are on the open markets as well, but the rising tide floats all boats notion of how can we take that data field and advance all of the work being done. And so we're pretty excited about those things. And and so that's what Mind Cure is all about, is really about research and data.
Very cool. And it seems like it's a very personalized approach, which is very fascinating. And I think very, very different from anything else, you know, that I've heard that's out there. So I think that's fantastic. I want to talk a little bit about your own experience. You know, I know you've got a reputation of being a disruptor and, very successful entrepreneur. Talk to me a little bit about, your own professional experience and maybe, you know, personal experience as well, and how, you know, everything that you bring here to Mind Cure Health, you know, is helping sort of shape the path ahead here for the company.
Yeah, great. So, you know, caveat, I am not a scientist. So lots of folks who are running companies like this are medical doctors, and I am not. My first companies were civil construction and land development companies. So I'm also not an engineer. But what I've always done well is see opportunity, build strong teams, and scale real quick. And so in my past life, I built roads, bridges, dams, and airports around the world throughout the Caribbean, large infrastructure projects. And so I kind of retired out of that last December, about a year ago, because it was great, but my heart wasn't really in it anymore in the same way it needs to be to pull like 14-hour days, as we're all doing in this space again. And I myself had been a patient of psychedelic-assisted therapy for about 3 years coming up into that point. And it was part of that work that allowed me to organize some things around my ego and attachment to my career and my, you know, all these things so that I could retire. And then it turns out I'm terrible at being retired. It's like not for me. And so looking at this space and looking at some of the things that were coming together and a lot of relationships I had developed in the psychedelic therapy world, and I thought, okay, well, if I'm going to be of highest best service and I have all these accolades and, you know, the Google likes me and access to people and all this kind of thing, perhaps it's best served if I get involved and create something of real value, both for the work and for the market to understand what lots of us have known for some time. to try and garner this kind of understanding. And so when I was coming into it, lots of folks were like, okay, so you're going to openly say you're a 44-year-old mother of three children who does psychedelics. I was like, yes, okay, but yes, and I don't do psychedelics. I utilize them for their therapeutic benefit. It's very strategic and scientific, the way that they're applied. And I think part of our work is in not educating, because I don't want to wag a finger at anybody, but just informing people that it's not what we did in college. And there's a body of research and a history of this work that goes, you know, thousands of years behind us. And so this kind of renaissance is really an opportunity for me as a leader and CEO of MindCure to bring in my personal experience and the transformative effect I know this can have. In addition to, you know, building a team of people who, thankfully, just by virtue of my having relationships that were pre-existing, are choosing to work with us. So I feel both honored and, you know, really excited about the mountain of work that we all have ahead of us to bring this to the masses.
Right, right. No, most definitely. I mean, it's interesting because, you know, as someone like myself, you know, that's also, you know, running a company that's in the psychedelic space, I get asked all the time, oh, you must be doing, you know, mushrooms all the time and tripping. And it's like, no, you know, it's not quite like that. You know, our focus really is on, you know, the mental health aspect of this and bringing, you know, these treatments to people out there in our society that absolutely can benefit from them the most. And so, I mean, with that, you know, I mean, what about psychedelic healing and psychedelic assisted therapy, you know, inspires you the most? I mean, especially here at a time, you know, where society as a whole really is going through a very difficult time. You know, you got a lot of people out there, you know, suffering through this pandemic, you know, and it's taking a toll on mental health. And so, I mean, but what really inspires you to want to be involved and run a company here in the psychedelic space?
Yeah, I mean, I think in addition to the mental wellness piece, and there's lots of great folks out there, tremendous number of companies who are doing depression, anxiety, PTSD, of which, you know, will be of service to as well. But what I think is most inspiring to me is, by virtue of the team that we built, a real interest in pain. And so there's a lot of physiological and psychological pain that's going on. So bringing together folks who've been involved in spinal cord regeneration, neuro regeneration. Like, it's totally bizarre to think about the rebuilding of our minds and some of these medicines, how they effectively actually build new neural pathways. And part of that research is what informs how we treat depression, anxiety, PTSD. But part of it is just this physiological capacity to rewire and reduce pain. And that includes like headaches and suicide headaches or cluster headaches. And so where we kind of looked at the whole field and said, okay, lots of folks are doing good work over here. Anxiety, depression, PTSD, great. And we'll be on their team. But also, what can we do around a huge patient population that can utilize these medicines for their physiological effects, for the actual rebuilding of structures and repair of structures in this little machine that we're all riding around in? And so what brings me great excitement is the idea that you can have someone who suffered from a concussion, whose life has been entirely changed, or who suffered from a spinal cord injury, who doesn't have the ability to, you know, walk or utilize a number of facilities and functions, and give them hope. Like, hope is, I think, what's keeping many of us in the game in these days. And so the idea that similar structures across psilocybin, ketamine, and for us, really interestingly, iboga, can provide such a wide host of benefit outside of the kind of traditional mental wellness space. It's just astounding what these medicines can do, broad spectrum, full stop. And so we're excited predominantly around doing the research to support it, because what we know anecdotally is what we already know. And that's great, right? But quite frankly, when I went into doing the work, I was like, I have one asset. Like, I'm a 44-year-old mother of three. Like, my body isn't an asset at this point. I don't have a lot, but I have a brain. And that's, you know, and so who am I going to hand this one great thing I have over to? And there better be some science, because you know, this is kind of an important deal. And so that's where I feel like we're, you know, what to directly answer your question, what inspires me is to be able to provide the science that provides assurance and comfort to the people who may be on the fence going, okay, but, you know, prove it.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I mean, it's, you know, companies like you guys, you know, you are part of this paradigm shift, you know, that we are experiencing here in terms of our approach to mental health and this entirely new perspective that we're looking at it right now in. And I think that's really helping to shape the future ahead. You mentioned hope. That is so important. I think, especially now more than ever, hope is so, so important. But it's I'm encouraged to see where we are going. And again, companies like MindCure Health helping to lead the way here. So, you know, with that, you know, we're closing 2020 here finally, you know, which has been one of the oddest years ever. It feels like the longest year, yet the shortest year. I can't really decipher which of the two it is. But with 2021 now, you know, right around the corner, you want to share a little bit about, you know, what we can expect to see from, you know, MindCure Health here going forward as we approach 2021?
Yeah, for sure. So we at MindCure really see mental wellness, everything kind of neck up. You know, there's a lot of people who've been optimizing neck down for a long time, like, you know, 8-minute abs. We got all the things going on down here, but not a lot of people doing up here. And so when we approach this, we think about, you know, mental wellness like a speedometer, right? So you can go from 0 to 200. And if we're going 200, that's a psychedelic intervention. You know, these are like the deep and rich psychedelic assisted therapeutic experiences. But we don't want to ignore all of this, because there's lots of folks in all of this area. And we're doing okay muddling through 2020, and we're all hoping for the finish line. And so one of the things that we've looked at with our nootropic lines is how can we advance what's being provided on a broader spectrum. So some interesting things that are coming, MindCure Teen, which is a stress reduction product for teens, which we just got the news that we got in the state of California. There is a Prop 65. So you have to have like reduction of all of these potential negative effects. And we just got cleared for Prop 65. So we're going to be coming out with a teen pill that helps them reduce their stress. Because lots of folks are focused on all of us, but not a lot of people are looking at teens, and it's a materially underserviced market. And as a mom of a teen, I totally get it. And so we're really excited about that. We think it's transformative, you know, this idea of mental hygiene. So what are you doing every day? It's the same way as you brush your teeth. So that's one of our things that's coming out. Another thing that's really exciting is some iboga research that we'll be doing based out of the States. And this idea that not a lot of people know a lot about ibogaine or iboga. Mm-hmm. And the iboga plant comes out of Africa, and it's near extinction, actually. It's like there's a problem going on. And so we're looking at synthesizing, and probably in Q2 we'll come out with some good news around our synthesis there. But what's also fascinating about iboga is that there's 4 compounds within iboga that are actually more psychoactive, more psychedelic than the ibogaine that is currently legal in Canada, of course, with prescription, illegal in the States. But advancing that research is really exciting to us because we're doing a lot of, you know, good in different ways with it. That's super exciting. And the announcement of Dr. Dan Engel as our primary investigator, principal investigator on our psilocybin and ketamine workout in BC is really exciting. Dr. Engel is a phenomenal person. Like if you listen to Ferris and Joe Rogan, whatever, he was the first guy who was kind of out in the open and willing to say, hey, I'm a board registered psychiatrist and neurologist, and this medicine works. And so working with Dan, that's exciting. I mean, our digital therapeutics platform, that's exciting. What we looked at, and there's lots of us building out a digital therapeutics platform, and most companies are focused on deploying that internally in their own research, of which we will as well. But we kind of reimagined this idea around being global. So one of the guys on our team, Hamilton Morris, he's like, so he's like the Anthony Bourdain of psychedelics. Yeah. That's how I like to describe him. And for anybody who's like watching or listening who doesn't know Hamilton, he travels around the world, like drops into South Korea, and instead of getting a noodle bowl, he's like, show me to the local shaman. Tell me what medicine you've been working with. But the cool thing about Hamilton is he's an open skeptic. So he's a chemist. He's like, yeah, yeah, the noetic experience and touching God and whatever. Tell me how it works. Tell me why it works, and et cetera. And part of Hamilton's global perspective helped us look at, wait a minute, maybe we're just looking at all the stuff we North Americans are kind of familiar with. What about some novel molecules around the world? And what if we change the opportunity globally from a digital platform perspective and deploy this digital platform to everyone in a way that, you know, Jim in somewhere in South America and Bill over in Australia and everyone can advance this data set of mental wellness so we can optimize the daily for every single person. And so that's exciting. I mean, I feel like I'm just about all these things. I'm speaking even more quickly, but you know, I think everyone involved in this space is approaching it in a way where we understand the honor that it is to be afforded the opportunity through regulatory change. And I think most of us are doing it in earnest, level best efforts to amass the best teams, to focus on problems that really do have the opportunity to not only create a tremendous amount of financial value for us in the market, but a tremendous amount of value for humanity. And so, you know, at MindCure, that's my main focus, is ensuring that we're doing both. Because I love money. I'm a huge fan. I mean, you know, maybe that's not a popular thing to say in our space, but I think about it as freedom units. Like, what, with the most value I can create, how many great things can I bring to market that change humanity? That's the idea.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, the pairing of these two systems is really exciting.
Yeah, and I think that's what's so unique about this sector. You know, it's something that I talk about, you know, to a lot of people out there, is we have an opportunity to not only build a successful, profitable business, make money in the process, but also have a very positive impact on society, change people's lives, and in some cases, save people's lives. And I think, to me, I think it presents a once in a lifetime, you know, opportunity for us. And so being able to take it, run with it, make the most of it, it's what excites me. It's why I wake up every day and I'm so thrilled to be a part of this industry and working in it and doing what we're doing. And it sounds like you share that same passion.
Oh my gosh, it's business utopia. It's like this morning I'm making toast and my son was like, Mom, you're working all the time, but you look like you're having fun. And I actually, as I was making the toast, before I even said that, I was thinking, I feel like when I used to feel like in the old days where I was going to have a party that night and I was preparing this big, you know, exciting experience and everything, that's how I feel every day about this, is like the ability to prepare something that's meaningful and connected and community and transformative and legacy. And like, honestly, this is, I think in, you know, in our business lifetimes, this is a one of, it's a one of, and I'm just, you know, again, humbled, honored, excited, just lucky that I jumped a few hoops to get here, to be in the right place at the right time, you know, all of those things, super fortunate.
Yeah. I think I am as well. So before I let you go, I don't want to take up too much more of your time here. You know, it really seems like, you know, MindCure is really establishing a very solid foundation, you know, that I think it's going to be able to sustain it here for growth going forward. So very exciting. But, you know, as the psychedelic space and sector, especially on the public side of things, becomes far more crowded, you have more companies, you know, throwing their hat in the ring, going public, which is great. You know, it's certainly exciting, an exciting time. But it does create, you know, a challenge for companies that are in the public market space to connect with the investment community out there, get the message across. So for those of our viewers and listeners out there that are in the investor community, is there anything specific that you'd like to maybe share about what separates MindCure from other companies and really what, you know, makes you guys someone that they should definitely take a very long, hard look at?
Sure. I think for us, it's three things succinctly. One is our team. If you look at our team and you really dig deep and compare our team pound for pound with other folks, I think we always bet on the jockey, right? Everybody who's been an investor before has bet on the horse and wound up, you know, back at the stables going, darn it. So I think if you look at our team, we're just killing it. The second piece is around the molecules that we're investigating and the way that we're focusing on things is, again, I think, quite unique. So we're looking at pain and we're looking at molecules in a way that I think some other folks aren't, with that direct applicability. And then the third thing is, like, we have built what we believe is to be the most comprehensive data warehouse of published and unpublished psychedelic research. And so from that, we're able to data mine not only what's been done, identify correlations in the previous research, but also build a predictive model that helps us see where things need to be in the future and get ahead of market on development. So, you know, it's our team, it's our focus within the market and where we think there's a big IP field to be mined from. And it's how we can get ahead of the market with building on our tech that's truly unique and has the capacity to grow to a global scale very quickly.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, I got to say, I genuinely enjoyed this opportunity of getting to speak with you, know a little bit more about you personally, and of course, professionally, and of course, about MindCure. You know, my excitement for the company really is, it's stronger now than I think ever before. You know, it helps to see, you know, who's there, you know, and understand their passion, such as yours. And, you know, I it feels great to know that, you know, there is someone out there that is so passionate about this and inspired and is in this for the right reasons and that understands the opportunity that's there. So I really look forward to continuing to follow the story here of MindCure and hope we can keep in touch and love to have you on anytime. But Kelsey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, David. It's been lots of fun. Thanks for listening. And let's all just continue to do the good work. You know, the rising tide floats all boats. And I think the more value we can create for the market, the more the market will hear. And the more open people will be to these medicines really transforming how we see our world and ourselves.
Yeah, most definitely. What a great point. Again, Kelsey, thank you so much.
Global Track Solutions, Inc. and Psychedelic Spotlight does not in any way encourage or condone the use, purchase, sale, or transfer of any illegal substances. Nor do we encourage or condone partaking in any unlawful activities. We support a harm reduction approach for the purpose of education and promoting individual and public safety. If you are choosing to use psychedelic substances, please do so responsibly. The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the Psychedelic Spotlight podcast are those of their own and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Psychedelic Spotlight and Global Track Solutions, Inc.